Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we've been having a great, great day. Every time we're together, it's a great day. But
well, for one thing, John, it's great to have you back here.
That's right. Most important.
I enjoy being back. I enjoy being back. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't enjoy when I miss it, unless I had to miss it for vacation. But most of the time when I've been missing it, it's not for fun.
No.
But it is what it is. We're going in the right direction, which That's is right. amazing. But when we went into the break, we were talking about a dumpster. Okay, and the strategy behind dumpstering, if that's a term. So go ahead, Christina, you're on.
Yeah, you know, so like we.
I didn't even know what you got rid of.
We just needed to purge, right? Because like I said, our garage is our storage. You know, we don't have a basement space, so that you know, and everyone knows I certainly like to decorate. So there's a lot of that. Okay. So we did a lot of, cause Jay is obsessed with these stackable bins, you know? So if I could, you know, that's what I just decided for birthdays and holidays. I'm going to get Jay stackable bins because you never saw someone so excited over that. And then we just had accumulated, a lot from COVID, you know, these random, you know, there was this panic with the paper towels and the toilet paper. So now that's all organized. And what I'm going to do, you know, I got rid of a lot of stuff. And as holidays come up, I want to like begin to purge what I actually have in those things. But it's really great. And it's nice to walk in and something doesn't fall on your head if you need to get something.
Just to set the scene now of two things, all right? Was this a one or two car garage? And could you walk in the garage before?
Yes. So you could probably fit, well, it's a one garage, but it's big. It's a detached garage. It's a big garage. My husband's goal is to get his ATV in there. So we'll see about that. You know, that's what he wants. You know, my cousin.
No, that's not happening.
We'll see. I said, okay, yeah, we'll see. I was like, I told him he could do some decorating in there, you know, get crazy. But, you know, we also had some stuff from my cousin who's been staying with us. So, you know, just getting all those kind of things organized. And we could walk auto. Yes, it was a very narrow path. But, you know, I'm very crazy about it in general. So over each holiday, I kind of do a quick little rearranging of things because it just drives me insane a little bit.
You know what I want to do? Mm-hmm. Your cousin's staying with you, and I see those two little girls. It's two little girls.
My goddaughter, yes. One of them is my goddaughter.
Give out their names, because then maybe Dan will give you a copy of the show and you can show it to them.
Yeah, so my little Colleen and Sarah, Grace, my babies, they're my two nieces. I'm very fortunate to have a whole bunch of little babies in my life, but they are my cousin's daughters who are the sweetest little things. They're my partners. You know, they think that Aunt Christina is just the most fun, as they should. So, you know, I have to say, and I felt really good. I felt lighter after cleaning. And this is why, you know, to take it back to kind of finding something that gives you some kind of peace during this time. Because it really just made, we felt so great after, you know, the two of us, you could just kind of like breathe and you literally felt lighter, you know, and it was just the getting rid of stuff. But then once I get started, I get on a rampage because then I start looking at everything and just want to like keep on going. So it's going to be an ongoing kind of thing. But we had a success. So everyone laughed that I, claimed I asked for a dumpster for my birthday, and it worked out really well.
I think the important question is this. Monday and Tuesday, you took off.
Yes.
And you filled your dumpster.
Yes.
Are you going shopping this weekend to buy stuff?
No, the only thing I have to say, my thing of shopping is like getting stuff to organize stuff in, to make things tidier. So it actually is, it's been a kind of a new shift. Let's be clear, on my birthday, I got, you know, a new pocketbook and new sunglasses, but you know, we're balancing things out a little bit, which is great, but yeah, so that's that. And then our next step, our next project is going to be to redo our bedroom, me and Jay. So we want to pull out the carpet and put in some wood flooring and stuff. So that's going to be our latest project. So the two of us, we're trying to find things to kind of stay busy and do together. So, and we're a solid team. I'm very impressed with our teamwork. I feel like we could have like an HGTV show, you know, me and Jay. So it's a, it was a great, it was a success. So I'm very happy about all of that. Thank you for asking, though, Otto. I know Otto was very concerned about how the dumpster process was going to go.
Yeah, well, I've been there.
Yeah, but it's
the key is to never get into that position again.
You know? And I just think it's important, though. I think it's an ongoing thing, right? Like, and I look at seniors. I look at when my grandpa, you know, was around. It was that going through. You know, once you let it accumulate, is when it gets overwhelming. You know, so I think it's. You know, and I've gotten better with that myself, you know, with papers holding on to certain things, you know, so to kind of just little by little. And I think that that's a good message for anyone listening, you know, is to, if you do like little baby steps and get rid of stuff, it feels great. You know, I started off organizing my utensil drawer and I was like, do I even use half of these things? You know, so it's these little, you know, everyone's got the junk drawer in the house. So it's just to go through those little things, I think, you know, is good for people to.
Well, I've got one for you. The town is having this shed the meds thing.
That's right.
So Bunny and I decided we're going to look through our medication. Mm-hmm. And I now have a box of stuff, some of which goes back to 1995. Oh my God. All right. You know, which we haven't used in a billion years. It was just tucked off in a corner.
Yeah.
With a pharmacy that hasn't been in business for years.
Oh, you have like an antique.
So we, you know, I'm encourage people to look at their medication and anything connected to medication that you can get rid of, because you'd be shocked at how fast that stuff also accumulates.
So true. It's really, really true. You know, and I think everyone, and some things expire. I was laughing because I was actually doing that myself the other day. And I was like, these things expire so quickly. You know, you don't even realize half the time. And then before you know it, it's, you know, completely. And that is, Otto had mentioned Shed the Meds. That's going to be on Saturday, May 8th, over at Town Hall in Manhasset. So that's Shed the Meds. And then on June 27th is going to be the next stop program. So there you can get rid of, obviously, all your other things, your aerosols, chemicals, rechargeable batteries, TVs, computers, and whatnot. So there's a whole list of stuff there, and you can call 311 or 869-6311 to get information on that. So I think the nice weather is here. It's a good time to kind of clear out and do some spring cleaning, which is good for the mind, body, and soul, I think. So definitely.
You know what's amazing? And this is life. Like, I have a 3-bedroom house, not a big house. And I had 3 daughters. So one was in the attic, and then there's my bedroom and my wife and 2 other bedrooms. And everybody had their clothes, their dresses, their whatever. And then we put an extension on our room, which was a quasi walk-in closet, not a major thing. Now they're all gone. We have clothes in every room. It's like, you know, like, it's, and I'm not talking good clothes, but it's amazing that it just overflows. And next thing we buy a piece of furniture for sweaters and a piece of furniture, you know, for something else.
Well, listen, if you clean out any of those closets, let me know. I'm looking to do some storing of my clothes. So if I can just bring them over there, that would be wonderful. But no, you're right. And that's another thing I have to. So that's what I kind of always try and do, you know, because we're getting into the warmer weather. So now is going to be have to be my kind of closet switchover, you know, to get rid of all these sweaters and whatnot. But that's always a time that I also try and get rid of stuff. And I have to say, because this goes into something I just scheduled while we were on air earlier, Big Brothers Big Sisters is a wonderful organization. The town's actually starting to do some partnering with them because they have a mentoring program, and they actually want to do seniors with, you know, younger kids. So we're going to try and kind of be a part of that. So they'll be on the radio in June, actually. Okay. But Big Brothers Big Sisters, I have to say, is just so wonderful. And they're the ones that are with the town at the stop programs that will take your clothing. And I think even sometimes there's furniture, there's a whole list of stuff they'll take. But at my house, what I do is I schedule the appointment right online when I get rid of, you know, clothes or shoes. I had pocketbooks I was getting rid of, and they're in pretty good condition, I have to say. I just put it in a bag, you know, they come and they pick it up, and it's really just a great, and it's a quick turnaround. I mean, it's a great organization. So that's what I try and do each, you know, kind of seasonal thing, because listen, I certainly know that clothes can accumulate quite fast. So
the only thing that I did keep for years, I don't know why, I never got rid of old pants and dungarees and stuff. And I don't know if I told you to, but I'm down 91 pounds.
Wow, 91?
91 when I was in the hospital last week, 91 pounds. And I just got new dungarees delivered, a 42 down from a 54.
Wow.
The 52, 54 suit.
Look at
you. All my suits are gone in the garbage now.
Yeah.
But I had pants that came from the cleaner 10 years ago. I just started growing and never stopped.
But they're nice and clean now, those pants, right? The pants are nice and clean.
And they're nice and clean. The only thing is I have 50, 48, 46, 44.
Yeah.
So I got rid of everything down to 46, which are loose.
Yeah.
And I ordered some 42s.
Well, good for you.
The others are going to Goodwill because I'll grow back into them eventually, and I don't want to do that.
No, and that's what they always say. They say you're better off, you know, getting rid of it. So this way you kind of have a focus. So, well, good for you.
The depressing thing was I went down to 36. I gave rid of them. I don't think that's happening in my lifetime.
Yeah. Wow.
That's where I was. I was a 36 in 2000. Mm-hmm. And I went from a 36 to a 54. I put on over 100 pounds.
Yeah, how long ago was that, John?
2000.
No, when you went to a size 36.
It was in the year 2000. Mm.
So 2000,
I was a 36, 38 dungaree.
Were you trying to get there?
No, that's right. That's what I weighed for years. I went to the gym 5 days a week. I did everything. And then I got sick. And no, I didn't get sick. I became a pig. I bought 100 pounds. Now I got sick and I'm losing it. But we got to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.